You know, I think a lot of times when we talk about the student experience, we think about the traditional student experience, that on-campus student. But what we've seen today is that the definition of a student could be a variety of things. We've got adult learners. We've got folks that don't live on campus. We've got those who are, you know, taking courses online and are really operating as a virtual type of student.
Great events create great brands. But pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village. And we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing. Hi, everyone. What has been going on in this wide, wide world of events? My name is Alyssa, and I will be your host for this week's episode. We're going to step a little bit out of my kind of traditional comfort zone on this episode today. Usually I am the host who comes in and is talking the business of events, very heavily rooted in our corporate customer conversations. Just chatted with Morningstar, who's a financial services customer a few weeks ago. You know, all that talk about counting beans and revenue and the growth objectives and you name it. I feel like a TikTok skit right now. Cvent does have customers that run the gamut beyond the corporate sector. And so today I am going to interview my colleague here at Cvent to talk about one of those other segments, which just so happens to be the higher education space, whether it be campus tours, orientation, student services during enrollment, you know, you name it. Events are pretty critical to the student experience. I feel like I have a little bit of experience as a student, having gone to Virginia Tech and participated in some of those events, but I really wasn't cognizant, you know, of the events as I was participating in real time. So we're going to kind of unpack that student journey, that student experience with my colleague, who I am proud to introduce to the Great Events podcast, Stacey Shepherd. Welcome, Stacey.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. This is so exciting, my debut appearance on the Great Events podcast.
Yeah, it's awesome. This is a week of many firsts. We have a lot of newcomers to the podcast this week, and I'm very excited to kind of introduce not just the conversations to our listeners, but also new guests to the podcast, because it's always nice to have fresh perspectives. And certainly you bring a unique one with the higher education kind of subject matter expertise here. So can you tell the audience just a little bit more about what you do at Cvent and how that pertains to higher education?
Sure. Yes, would love to. I'm happy to bring you into the other side of opposite.
I was gonna say the dark side, but this is probably the light side, right?
The corporate light side. Absolutely. But yes, so a quick overview of my background and my role at Cvent. I am currently the senior manager of our industry solutions marketing team. So what does that mean when we say industry solutions? Well, we are the solutions marketers between our product marketing team, our demand generation team. They're very focused on the key industries where our customers sit. So you mentioned financial services. That's absolutely one that my team is passionate about as well. But on the other side, we have unique industries like the higher education space where our customers have seen great success implementing the Cvent platform and technology across campuses to do exactly what we're here to talk about today, which is engage their students in unique ways with a unique lens. And I'm excited to dig more into that.
Let's do it. Okay, so when we were prepping for this podcast, we talked a little bit about this kind of notion of the student life cycle. Now, usually I'm having conversations or we're having kind of those corporate conversations. We talk about the attendee life cycle. So we're going to kind of see where there's kind of commonalities and where there's differences, where these events have a unique opportunity to engage a particular human type, the form of a student in this scenario, across their life cycle with their university experience. So can you talk to me a little bit more about what is the student life cycle? What are those key milestones? And then how do events play a role?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we talk about defining these different stages of the student life cycle, we do see that it does vary across universities. You know, for those that are listening today, you might want to take what I'm saying and apply it into the, you know, the setup and the spread of what it looks like on your campus. But typically the way we think about this is starting from the admissions experience, right? The exposure and the reach that you're hoping to have to reach prospective students, hopefully have them apply, then go through that experience of, you know, experiencing the campus, experiencing student life, and then transitioning into that orientation into the first year of the student experience. From there, we think about, you know, those 4 years on campus or potentially more, less, depending on the type of programs and all of those different engagement touch points that happen throughout that experience. And then from there, you know, commencement, graduation is certainly a significant milestone and piece of that student life cycle. And from there, we think about how to create, you know, lifelong students in the form of alumni or advancement, and how to keep those students engaged past graduation.
Interesting. So it looks like we have two life cycles here, right? The life cycle of the individual event, but then the life cycle with, I don't want to say the brand, but kind of the university experience at large, right? So you're talking pre, during, post campus life or post university, but we're also talking pre, during, and post each of those event experiences too. So it sounds like a lot to juggle as a planner within the university space. Is that accurate?
Yes. And, you know, what we see frequently as a higher ed planner, you know, a lot of this lives within one department, one team, where you're managing a robust event calendar for one of those types of programs. But what I'm hoping to do here today is really, you know, widen that lens and that view to think about the events and the student experience in the form of this life cycle, where it's not just this piece that you might be owning or in charge of and able to contribute to, but it's really the entire process. And hopefully this gets your gears shifting and thinking about ways you can engage with other departments and bring these pieces of the life cycle together.
Yeah, it sounds like they really are kind of like a core function of that student engagement, that overarching student experience. They are not just their own unique moments. They are part of a bigger picture, right?
Definitely.
Let's talk about some of the individual events and the role that they play. I like to talk about like the event objective or the event purpose. Let's talk a little bit more about kind of like the campus tours kind of thing. I know I did that. That was very fun. It was very, very much part of my experience. I probably went to the wrong school for what I needed. Maybe I should have had a better event experience as part of my student life cycle. But let's talk a little bit about that and what kind of what their aim is to do.
Yeah. And that world has really transformed since our experiences of touring campus. You know, there was probably some paper forms involved back then where you're signing up or sending an email to someone saying, hi, can I reserve this time and meet you at this, you know, location on campus and then hopefully take a guided tour. And today we're seeing our university customers thinking way outside that box and looking to, you know, I know we're going to get into the event technology piece, but looking to how can we provide this experience both online and in person? So we've got those folks that are coming to campus and touring in that traditional way, but what can we provide online in a virtual format that gets them even more excited to be on campus and really kind of tease that campus environment and really try to showcase your campus and your brand, you know, through all those means.
Is there also a need to engage virtual students as well through these event programs? I know this is a little bit something, you know, off script here, but is this something that is of importance and of value? I recognize that certainly post-pandemic, there are a lot more students who are seeking out virtual academia opportunities.
Absolutely. And even past that, you know, I think a lot of times when we talk about the student experience, we think about, you know, the traditional student experience, that on-campus student. But what we've seen today is that the definition of a student could be a variety of things. We've got adult learners. We've got folks that don't live on campus. We've got those who are, you know, taking courses online and are really operating as a virtual type of student. It's really opened up the bounds of what a campus can be. And with that virtual aspect, really, your campus could be everywhere and you've got the potential to bring in students of many different types.
And effectively, events could be everywhere as part of that experience, too. So you're having to accommodate in both of these universes, both on campus and outside of campus, or in the virtual campus setting, if you will. Let's talk a little bit about some of the people and the players that are involved in this. Who are, you know, I'm saying very, very, you know, ambiguously, the planners, right? I'm not very well versed in the higher ed space. Who are kind of the core event planning? Where does that sit? Who does these things?
It's a very interesting question that you're asking there. And I'm sure those listening are like, yeah, you know, I'm curious to hear you answer this. But really, the event planner type of role, as we think of it, can live in a lot of different places across a university system. And that means that it could live in, you know, the office of the president, which is much more of the executive branch of a university that's hosting some of those larger visibility events like commencement. But then we've also got, you know, those student services groups that are much more focused on campus. And really a lot of those folks could take the role of event planner regardless of your title and your job description and your role, because your role there is to engage students as they're experiencing their education. And so what we've seen is that because there's such a vast department structure at a university with different departments hosting their own events, that those planners and those folks taking that role can really vary across department and across teams. And some might not even know that, you know, there's folks in another department actually executing events because of the way that either their title is, their job description, their role. And we're really seeing that the role of the event planner is very flexible as it relates to education.
That's good. I like that. Flexible is a nice term. So it sounds like there really isn't this like kind of governing body or connective tissue to that overarching student experience. It really is the responsibility of a lot of decentralized players, if you will, who are supporting kind of one broader mission, which is to engage the student pre, during, and post experience.
Yes. And that's a lot of the types of conversations that our teams are having with our customers, is that, you know, there are those universities that say there has to be a better way to do this, or how can we bring these groups together, create a type of process, and really start to standardize across different departments on the way they're executing events. And I think that comes back down to the student experience too, right? So that no matter what department you're attending an experience with or registering for, you're on person, you're in person, you're off campus, that you're really keeping that experience consistent with, you know, using one tool to do that. And whether that tool is, you know, mandated by your IT department, through procurement, through other teams, it really does vary across universities and the way that they're structured. But more and more, we are starting to have those conversations.
Perfect segue to my next question, because I did want to talk a little bit about the event technology. Obviously, this is a Cvent hosted podcast, so we've got a little bit of something to say in that matter. Can you talk to me about the role of event tech that can power all of these programs? Again, it sounds like we have a decentralized model in a lot of university systems. Does that mean oftentimes we're talking about different technologies for each, not only phase of the student life cycle, but events within each phase themselves?
Absolutely. And, you know, we kicked off this conversation talking about some of the differences between more of our corporate segments versus education, what we're here to discuss. And we find that the event tech that is powering these types of program also differs from the more corporate environment to our university systems. And with that, it's a really interesting story of seeing how they're taking technologies, using them in unique ways, and really customizing it for their programs to deliver what they need for their students or for really any of their audiences, depending on where that event fits in that life cycle.
How are they garnering that type of success? Is there more of a centralized way to deploy technology across the university system?
You know, we have seen with the concept of digital transformation over the past few years that typically some of these more legacy programs that were not first to adapt or adopt technology are starting to think about, okay, how can we do this in a different way? How can we use a tool like Cvent's event registration across events, regardless of the function of this event, but really understanding the importance of capturing that data, keeping it in one central system, and understanding, you know, who's attending what and how we can continue to engage them.
It's one of those like perfect case scenarios where disruption through the pandemic has actually bred a lot of opportunity and has exposed, you know, gaps in what was and, you know, potential for what could be. Is there any university or college that's doing this well today? Or do we have some like good case studies for success?
Yes. I'm not going to name them on the podcast. I wish they were here to join us, but
we'll save them for another podcast because we do want to.
Exactly. I'd love to do a part two and bring them on here. But we recently have been working with one university and featuring them in some of our content. And one of the most fascinating statistics that they shared is that they found that if a student participated in an event as a student, they were 80% more likely to be an active, engaged, and philanthropic alumni. It was truly a fascinating way to look at this student life cycle, and their goals being advancement and alumni retention really started before these students even set foot on campus.
At recruitment, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They were thinking about this the same way we think about marketing campaigns and programs, right? Fill your funnel at the top. And hopefully when you get down to the bottom, you've got these engaged alumni. And it was a fascinating way to look at this type of program and their approach to using event tech to do this, have these insights and understand, you know, if this many students attend these events, what does that look like down the line, you know, 5 years from now in terms of the number of active and engaged alumni that we have.
I love that. That's so enlightening, honestly. Like, I'm just drawing all the parallels to the customer journey and, yeah, to a traditional marketing funnel. Anyone else worth mentioning before we wrap things up for this week?
I do have one more thought that I wanted to share on that same type of story. You know, a lot of times we talk about metrics and insights as it relates to event tech and your event programs. And I think the education space is very unique because, yes, this, you know, lean into digital transformation and data and insights is so important. But there's also this factor of sort of the intangible experience and results from your events program that is, you know, how do we quantify a smiling, happy student, right? Someone that feels connected to their campus, connected to this brand. And, you know, we think a lot about the student experience and that experience for 4 years, but you're an alumni forever, right? Once you graduate, you're connected forever. And I think it's important to think about some of the intangibles too,
even though we talk a lot about, you know, the tangibles and the data.
The magic of events, right? The magic of in-person, but really what that means for a business, for a university, for an association. Like, there is inherent goodness that comes from events, and it is hard to quantify, but we all know it's the reason why we keep investing in them, right? No matter what segment you're in, we know that these are important, and we will continue to do them in the absence of hard metrics, right? We value human connection, human experience that powers us forward in whatever segment we're in. I think that's a perfect way for us to wrap this week. Stacey, I really, really appreciated this conversation. And honestly, I enjoy learning from my peers within Cvent, where I may not have that depth of expertise, but certainly willing and open to explore new territories. So thank you for joining me this week. As always, listeners, we appreciate having you, and we will see you next week. Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on social media for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a great story or an event to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn, send us a DM, or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
Big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event begins with great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.